Welcome back to Quaker Steak and Lube in Borman as we continue with Penguin Playbook on this chilly Monday evening. Looking ahead to the spring, the YSU baseball team will have former Major League outfielder Rajay Davis as its guest speaker during First Pitch Breakfast. That's coming up Saturday, January 31st. Also a chance to meet this year's YSU baseball team. The event will be held at Mr. Anthony's Banquet Center in Borman. It begins at 8 a.m. If you'd like to have your ticket, general admission tickets are $55. Premium reserve tables available for $650. Nice fundraiser for the YSU baseball team. And a lot of people remember when Rajay Davis was with the Cleveland Indians. You'll get the chance to hear from him. If you want to get your tickets, go on the baseball page at ysusports.com and follow the prompts from there. We are very happy to be joined here in our second half hour of tonight's program by a couple of YSU men's basketball players. We start with the elder statesman as we bring on Tyler Robinette, a 6'8", sixth-year player from Middleton, Idaho. He played 158 games, started 137 while he was at the College of Idaho, scored nearly 1,400 career points, led his team to the 2025 and 2023 NAIA National Championships, also had a Final Four finish in 2024 and an Elite Eight appearance in 2022. Tyler, welcome to the show. That's quite a run you guys had at the College of Idaho.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here, but yeah, it was a really, really cool experience to be at the College of Idaho and have that much success, but it was just a really cool combination of great players, great coaches coming together to really get that culture and have a lot of success.
To have that kind of a run, did you guys maintain your roster? Were you guys one of those teams that kept returning the same players and kind of got to know one another so well that it was kind of intrinsic?
Yeah, it was really cool because we had I knew a lot of the players that were on my team since I was 14 or 15 because we had five or six guys come from the same AAU program that I was on, and then we had another kid come that I knew since middle school. And then we kind of had the same core from my sophomore year all the way until my fifth year, my graduate year, my last year being there. We had like eight seniors that year who had all been there for 4 years, and so it was a really well-connected group we had.
You were at the College of Idaho since 2020. I like that you had your super senior season. Then you come here for your sixth year of college eligibility. What made you come to Youngstown?
Well, it was just a really cool opportunity for me, obviously, coming from NAIA. I was looking to go to the next level for one more year, and Coach Faulkner and his brother Evan called me and just felt like a really good sort of environment for me to come and be a part of. And so I came out here on a visit, met everybody, had a really good time, loved the school, loved the campus, loved everything that they had available for us as players. So I thought it was a great opportunity for me.
Did they mention one of the things they wanted to bring your winning spirit here and kind of have that kind of, you know, play off on the other guys that you're in the locker room with?
Yeah, I think that was one of the big things that I could contribute because, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm not the most athletic person on the team, but I've had a lot of winning experience, and so I feel like through my years of college basketball, I've really grown and learned how to be a good leader and lead guys around me to success, and so I think that was one of the big things that they recruited me to come here for.
Don't sell yourself short. You can dunk, right?
Yeah.
I can't dunk. You got more athletic ability than I do or ever had, so don't sell yourself short.
Barely.
I'm not saying I'm Jordan, but you're better off than I am. But, you know, one thing that Coach Faulkner kept talking about when we would bring you up is he wished he had more Tyler Robinettes. And one of the things is I think they can trust you. Do you get that feeling that when there's an assignment, they know you're going to carry that out, that you'll minimize the amount of mistakes that might take place on the floor?
Yeah, I think that's the key right there, minimizing mistakes, because I mean, we're all going to make mistakes at some point on the court, whether it's, I mean, no matter what it is, we're going to have mistakes when we have assignments, but just doing as much as we can to eliminate mistakes, but also just giving the maximum effort that you have. Like, even if you might not be successful that time, you know, the fact that you're trying your best and you're giving all your effort, like, that's going to lead to success over a long time.
Frustrated right now because you haven't been able to get back on the floor and play as much as you want?
Yeah, it's been pretty frustrating. I mean, I got back to being pretty much fully healthy, and then we had a couple games where I got to play a decent amount, and then I got hurt in practice. And so I've just been trying to battle back and get my body healthy, but yeah, it's definitely been pretty frustrating.
So I'm at practice today, as I had mentioned, and you know, I see you walking up and down the sidelines, and not just sitting there, you know, kind of staring off into space, but contributing, you know, just with backing up the guys and supporting them. Now, as I mentioned, do you have any aspirations of wanting to be a coach?
To be honest, I never have really wanted to be a coach. I think, you know, if maybe if my kids somewhere along the line want to play basketball and there's an opportunity for me to coach them, I might consider it. But my goal in life right now is not to, you know, chase coaching.
What do you want to do?
I want to go to flight school, be a pilot, and then I want to go into politics, and I want to be the governor of Idaho at some point.
See, I knew it. I knew you were a cerebral guy. I knew it, right? It's just the way he talks on the bus. It's just you're a cerebral guy. So let's first go down this path then. So you want to become a pilot, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes,
so how do you go about doing that? Where do you go on from here to get to that?
So there's where I'm from, Middleton, Idaho, there's a pretty solid aviation school about 15 minutes from where my parents live, so I'm going to hopefully do that, go there, spend like a year and a half there, depending on how long it takes me to get through that, and then I'll have to get my hours of training and flying, so I'm going to hopefully have to find a job that will, like, you know, count for hours and then also pay me a little bit. That'd be cool. And so once I get all that done, all of my requirements done, then hopefully I'll either have a job at like a commercial airline or as like a cargo.
Like a FedEx guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Exactly.
Would you prefer commercial airlines or FedEx?
See, growing up, I always wanted to be commercial, but having talked to like certain pilots, you know, in the last few years, a lot of guys tell me that FedEx or like being cargo is a little bit easier because you don't have to deal with a lot of the issues that come with having customers and people flying with you, so... We'll see.
Yeah, nobody wants to bang on the cockpit door when you're about a half hour on the tarmac.
No.
Like you when you got a plane full of people.
Exactly.
Right? All you got is a bunch of boxes in the back.
Exactly.
You ain't got anything to worry about. We're talking with Tyler Robinette from the YSU men's basketball program. You know they're starting a flight school here in Youngstown. Have you heard that?
Yeah, so when I was coming here, I thought we almost thought that it was going to get worked out to where I would be able to do some of that while I was here, but unfortunately it didn't work out. But I was excited about it for them.
All right, so you'll be able to fly people around. When we are on charter planes, we can hire you out, right? You
yes, sir.
Charter us to Milwaukee and Green Bay and sites unknown as of yet. But then we turn and we go political.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, people perked up when they heard that, didn't they? They want to know your political stance. So where do you stand right now? What platform would you run on?
You know, it's hard, but I mean, let's be real here. Idaho is a red state, and it has been for years. So I mean, you know, you gotta sort of support some of the foundation beliefs that we have in Idaho if you want to win an election. So, I mean, that'd be, you know, pretty much the foundation, and then just sort of pick and choose as we grow and you know, figure it out.
Anyone in your family currently involved in politics? What kind of led you in that direction?
No one's involved in politics in my immediate family or anything like that, but ever since freshman year, junior or sophomore year of high school, I was taking just certain classes that really piqued my interest, and then I got into philosophy, and at my old college, I went and got my minor in political economy, and I've always just been really interested in it, and I've always wanted to learn a lot about it.
Again, we're talking with Tyler Robinette from the YSU men's basketball program here on Penguin Playbook. So when you look at your political stance, how hard is it not to talk politics in public, knowing that it's such a lightning rod?
Well, it's definitely hard just because I'm really passionate about it a lot of times. So that's why getting to be on like close-knit teams like I am right now,
yeah.
It's always fun to be able to talk to guys super openly and just kind of having discourse about what your beliefs are, what you think you could, you know, grow and learn from, and that's why it's having such a diverse group of guys that we have like right now. It's really cool to get to see different viewpoints and perspectives and stuff like that.
So on the bus, Tyler sits, I think, what are you, two seats behind me?
Yes, sir.
So it's hard. I mean, I'm not trying to eavesdrop. That's not my position. You guys have your own conversations, but sometimes you can't help it. You and I-Man have a little running, right? Are you picking on him? You know, he's 7 feet tall, right?
Well, I think he started picking on me first, so I had to go back at him.
Get back. back at him. So here, I told Tyler this story the other day. My daughter and I had a conspiracy theory, and I mentioned it to Coach Faulkner when it happened. So we're at Northern Kentucky, right? We're coming near the end of the first half, and Tyler takes an elbow to the nose. Now, the half comes to an end. I don't see it, right? Tyler's going off the floor holding his nose like it just exploded. And you know, you go into the locker room. I think they stuffed it up, right? Sheamus got it all squared away, come back out. So the next game, I think it was the next game, we were home. And my daughter's watching, and she goes, hey. She goes, call me after the game. So I call her, right? She's like, hey, what's going on with Tyler? I said, well, he's not playing because, you know, he had a leg injury. I don't know. Have you looked at him? He's got a black eye and his nose is all busted up. I said, Emily, he might have gotten into a fight. I'll bet you they suspended him for a game because he got into a fight. And then Ethan's like, look, you idiot. Here's the video right there. You took a pretty good whomp to the nose.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I thought it was broken right when it happened. I mean, it hurt pretty bad. I mean, I saw stars for a little bit. But yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah. That was rough. Do you come back and play, though, that second half? Were you able to kind of focus?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I kind of just forgot. Like, obviously, like, I knew that my nose was plugged up, but, like, the pain kind of just was eliminated once I started playing again, and so that I'm thankful that happened.
Yeah, that was a crazy thing. So I'm glad it wasn't a fight. I'm sad that it was an elbow to the nose because, you know, you've had enough roadblocks so much this year physically. But, you know, here's the thing, though, as we talk with Tyler Robinette, you know, there's still plenty of basketball left.
Yeah.
And really the most important thing is to have you back by mid-February and healthy by the tournament run.
Exactly.
Mentally, is that how you kind of make sure that, you know, this thing continues to progress positively for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I just got to take it one day at a time, but also realize that I'm going to be back in time to play a few games. And so doing as much as I can to be ready for that and just to – help the team stay ready throughout that until I can come back and actually help on the court.
And I don't know if I've had an opportunity to talk to a student athlete that has two goals that he's aspiring to achieve once he leaves college. A lot of them have one goal. You have two. Any aspiration to go play overseas professionally, though?
You know, I've always considered it and, you know, been back and forth on it, but over the last year and a half, I think my body's starting to wear down a little bit too much. I think I'm going to have to give that one up.
You played a lot of basketball.
Yeah, a lot of games, a lot of practices.
Yeah, probably too many practices, right?
Maybe a little bit.
when you left Idaho, because, I mean, you'd played 5 years there. I mean, that's where you're from. I mean, what was it like coming to Ohio after having spent so much time in Idaho?
It was cool. I mean, I drove the whole way here in June. I drove 29 hours to get here. So I came on a visit here, but I wasn't super familiar with it, even with the visit. And I was just, you know, it was a cool experience just seeing a whole different side of the country. This is the farthest east I've ever been. It was just so much different. Like, there's not a whole lot of comparisons that I can make between the two. They're just, everything's a lot different. And so I'm grateful to have this experience.
Is the weather better here or in Idaho?
I think it's better in Idaho.
Really?
At least right now. It's pretty cold right now, and I'm not.
Don't you guys have snow like 9 months out of the year there?
No. Maybe like at the very top, but right now where I'm from, it's they've had like the record lowest snow that they've had since like 1950.
You're closer to the Utah line?
Yeah, well, it's like I'm in the southwest, and it's like 30 minutes from Oregon, like a couple hours from Nevada.
Has family had an opportunity to see you play in person yet?
Yes, they got to. Thank goodness we went to Grand Canyon, got that win there. They got to come down there and watch that game. Got to hang out with them and my girlfriend.
How long have you been dating her? Why didn't we lead with that? How did we not lead with that?
Just a little under a year. We're getting up there though.
All right, enjoy it. It was good talking with you. I knew it'd be a good time. Tyler Robinette, give him a hand. When we come back, we'll talk with Jayden Haynes as we continue with Penguin Playbook live from Quaker Steak and Lube in Bourbon after this on 1390 WNIO.